Now, as many of you would know, Valentine's Day is not all chocolates and roses. There's a lot of cases when a lot of us have been there feeling, well, downright brokenhearted. And as it turns out, that could bring serious health implications. UWA Professor Marcus Schlash is part of a group studying broken heart syndrome and is our guest on Breakfast this morning. Professor, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you very much, Russell. To you too.
What is broken heart syndrome?
Look, it's a real thing, and scientifically we refer to it as Takotsubo syndrome, and that comes from the first description of this syndrome in Japan, and the way the heart presents on imaging reminded the Japanese colleagues of a fishing pot used to trap octopus, which is called Takotsubo. Hence the name Takotsubo syndrome.
And what are the symptoms of, is it Takotsubo? I don't want to mispronounce it.
Yeah, no, well, we can call it broken heart syndrome.
Terrific.
Well, it does present very frequently like a heart attack. So people tend to have chest pain. They may be short of breath. They may experience nausea, vomiting, and we typically deal with this as an emergency, assuming it may be an acute heart attack. But then there's specific features that will show us that it's not a heart attack, which is typically clotting of a blood vessel in the heart, whereas this is very different. If you take a history of these patients very frequently, but not always, there are emotional triggers, hence the term broken heart, particular, for example, if a close relative may have passed away, or any other severe emotional and sometimes physical triggers that initiate a cascade of processes that then result in these symptoms and presentation to the emergency department.
And so then what are the risks associated with this syndrome?
Well, in general, we consider this reversible, so it's certainly not quite as bad as a real heart attack as such, but it's certainly not harmless. And what happens is, the theory is that particular emotional stressors can lead to a surge of certain stress hormones, adrenaline, noradrenaline, that kind of overwhelms the heart and makes the heart not functioning properly, causing the symptoms like a heart attack, but with different mechanisms. And there's really not all that much you do except monitoring these patients, symptomatic therapy, and the vast majority recover within several weeks. However, we know that those patients who had Takotsubo once are more likely to have it again, and there's potential long-term adverse consequences with that. So it's a serious condition. It's certainly not harmless, but not quite as bad as a heart attack.
People listening, I mean, if you have been in love and then broken up, I mean, it's a terrible feeling, and I mean, you do genuinely feel broken. So in a number of instances, it might be very true then that some people are suffering from this broken heart syndrome.
Oh, look, I have no doubt that that is the case. And I guess all of us out there, we have been in that situation, and we know what it feels like and how much it can put people down. Luckily, the majority can deal with it, you know, without major real adverse health consequences. But in some who are perhaps susceptible to this condition, it may have serious consequences affecting the heart, and hence the term broken heart. So there is scientific evidence to support that term.
You say that sometimes there are emotional symptoms. And so we mentioned a text from one of our listeners, and I think we've all heard stories where a couple that have been married a long time, somebody dies within that couple, and then not long after, the second person dies. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it too simple to say that this could be a case of broken heart syndrome?
Well, it's perhaps not exactly what we're describing here with this broken heart or Takotsubo syndrome, which is commonly quite an acute presentation. But what we know is particularly couples that have been, you know, together for decades, have a certain age. There's, of course, a lot of other factors, psychological factors, really the will to live longer once your partner has gone. which may affect your other aspects of health. So this broken heart syndrome, as we talk about it in this context, is perhaps not really a reason mm-hmm. for long-term couples once passed away for the other to die soon after. But look, it is very complex, and the mind controls a lot of our bodily functions, including heart function and cardiovascular function. So I have no doubt that there is a link, but it is perhaps too simple to bring it down to this specific
syndrome. I get that.